from the rocky coast of Maine to the Rocky Mountains and around the world on Republic Radio. This is the Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh. I'm Olaf Hagee, and I'm taking the second hour of the show today. And Bill's going to be taking care of his bleeding hand from the fire. So hopefully Bill will be... I don't know what's going to happen next week, because I know he's getting close to moving again, so we'll see what the schedule will be. But hopefully he'll be taking the show next week and then taking off after that to his third house in, what, 1 month? Oh, my goodness. I couldn't do it, I'll tell you. That's more than I can handle at my age. We've been talking about the question of the talk show hosts who claim, or at least it is claimed for them, that they represent Christians and that they represent the Republican Party and that they represent Ronald Reagan conservatism and so forth. And I've been trying to point out that these guys do not represent these things at all. What they actually represent is the philosophy of plutocracy. The idea that the rich should rule, that the more money you have, therefore the more power you should have, the more political power under our Constitution you should have. But that's not what our Constitution says, is it? There is no part of the Constitution that talks about people having more free speech if they have more money, or having more political power or more right to hold office if they have more money and so forth. Those things are not part of our Constitution, nor should they be, but you would think they were to listen to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and the rest of these guys. The fact of the matter is that what they're preaching is not conservatism. It's not Christian, certainly. It's not even very religious, unless, of course, your religion is synarchism. Now, what is synarchism? I've mentioned fascism and plutocracy and oligarchy. These ideas, oligarchy is that there should be an elite that rules. Fascism is an alliance between business and government at the expense of the rest of the people. But synarchism is probably a term you have not heard. And this may be the overarching connector that links together all of these people. It's a globalist agenda, and let me spell it for you. It's S-Y-N, as in synthesis or synthetic, then it's archism, just like anarchism, only without the A-N in front of it. So what it means is it's the opposite of anarchy. Anarchy is where, well, you know what anarchy is. Anarchy is freedom. Anarchy is liberty. Anarchy is where everybody gets to do whatever they want. But anarchy is the term that the synarchists coined to describe all those people who don't want synarchism, who don't want to be ruled by this tiny elite that wants to control everything that's out there. Those guys are, supposedly on the other side of the synarchists. Well, it's all about a simple thing: freedom versus enslavement. And I think that isn't complicated. We had a caller earlier who brought up that issue, and we're going to get into that more as we discuss this a little further in the next part of our discussion about what you're really being told by the talk show hosts and what it really means to you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Okay, we're back, and this is Olaf Hagee. We're talking about this whole philosophy of plutocracy, the idea that the rich should rule, or that there is an elite out there that are smarter than the rest of us, and they should be the ones to rule over us, the best and the brightest. Now, I can understand the brightest has to do with IQ. What does the best have to do with it? What do they mean by the best and the brightest? That's an interesting question. Well, there's a philosophy known as synarchism, S-Y-N-A-R-C-H-I-S-M, synarchism, the opposite of anarchism. And it means that a small elite of the best and the brightest should rule over people. And this philosophy is a very ancient one. You can find it, for example, in Plato's Republic. If you've ever read Plato's Republic, and some of you probably remember it from high school or college, but did you realize that Plato's Republic is eerily similar to what's going on in our country today? For example, the synarchists believe that there should be a cadre of military people who are raised from childhood to be soldiers, inured to violence, people who grow up with no concern at all about killing other human beings, who are, if you will, natural-born killers. And they grow up, if you will, prepared to shoot at anything that moves, so to speak. And indeed, we have such people in our culture today. In fact, we have all these video games, millions and millions of dollars worth of video games, and virtually every one of them, except for maybe SimCity or something, but 99% of them have you as the killer and various targets being put on the screen. Most of them subhuman, non-human, alien, not quite like us type people, if you follow me. That kind of training apparently is designed to prepare people to shoot at really, different looking things. In other words, things that don't look human. And we train our kids from the earliest age on their little Game Boys and then on their Nintendos and their all these different devices. I don't play them, but they grow up playing on these things. And of course, we have all these movies where we have Arnold Schwarzenegger playing the role of the guy who goes out and kills all the strange creatures or other beings, or Colombian drug lords or whatever it is in the particular movie, or it's Sylvester Stallone. We got Rambo out there again. And they say the movie, I haven't seen it, but they say the movie is just one long killing spree. And then, of course, we've got pro wrestling, if you can call that pro. Well, I guess it is pro. I mean, they're paid to do it. But it's really more like gymnastics, isn't it, or something? Because it's not really a sport. But it's all about brutalizing the people into, especially young people, into being killing machines. They want them to, in effect, grow up to be good soldiers. And since that particular profession is the dominant profession in our culture, it seems like, dominant in the sense that they get to have the guns, and we don't. Notice that trend, too. It seems as though they've devoted an awful lot of attention to it. And, of course, sports is all part of this competitive drive to see who will be the best and the brightest, to see who floats to the top of this vicious competitive spiral and ends up at the top of the pyramid and gets one of those plum spots in the government, running part of the government, like the Department of Homeland Security, the intelligence czar, the head of the Federal Reserve. Not really part of our government, of course. It's a private profit-making banking system of which David Rockefeller is a key member, and so forth. So when you look at it carefully, what you see is that there is this elite at the top that is determined by a certain kind of survival of the fittest process, a kind of a social Darwinism that drives a handful of people up to the very pinnacle, where because of their ambition, their personal greed, their lust for power, their willingness to crush anybody who gets in their path, Hillary Clinton, and their capability of basically doing it because they have a lot of money at their disposal, Mitt Romney, and it's possible for them, therefore, to go out and, well, I don't know, we had a subliminal commercial message, so I thought I'd try it. Yeah. But you have this ability, apparently, to rise to the top of the heap. How do they do that? You know, nice guys finish last, we're told. Unless, of course, it's somebody like, Mike Huckabee or John McCain. What a strange thing is going on when the Christians refuse to listen to the talk show hosts, the synarchists in the talk show business, who refuse to be swayed by massive amounts of money in advertising, and insist on voting for some of the meekest people in the race, guys like Ron Paul, John McCain, and Mike Huckabee. Instead of voting for those powerhouse guys with all the money and power behind them, the Mitt Romneys and the Rudy Giulianis and so on. And, of course, we're told that, well, those other guys, Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo and Fred Thompson, even though they were the most conservative guys in the race, well, they lacked something. Oh, yeah, I think I know what they lacked. They lacked the imprimatur of the synarchist elite. they lack the endorsement, the support, the financial backing, the power support behind the scenes of the people who really control things. And because they didn't get that, because it was given to the two most liberal candidates in the Republican Party, that was Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney. Oh, yes, Mitt Romney was one of the most liberal. This guy, when he governed Massachusetts, his health care program, his gay rights efforts or lack thereof, and his his issue with abortion and so forth, he ran on a pro-abortion platform. He was criticizing Ronald Reagan. He was trying to distance himself from Ronald Reagan. But boy, as soon as he got ambitious to become president of the United States, all of a sudden he realized, uh-oh, I got to change my positions. And so at the last minute, about 2 or 3 years ago, he suddenly started turning conservative. And voila, shazam, there he was, Mr. Conservative, Mr. Ronald Reagan, reborn. Why, at least that's what we were told by everybody who didn't want to look at his real past. Now, you take somebody like John McCain, who's been a conservative for 30 years, big supporter of Ronald Reagan, came into office, had an 83% conservative voting record, diminished only by his McCain-Feingold and a couple of other little things that he's done recently. But by golly, this guy's got a much better conservative record over the long haul than Mitt Romney does. Who's been basically a liberal most of his life, and then all of a sudden got conservative when it was convenient to his political ambitions. And we're told, oh, well, now don't look at what they say. Don't look at their positions. Just listen to what we tell you. Don't look at their history. Don't look at their record. We don't want to pay too much attention about that. Yeah, you ran Staples. Okay, great. You ran Staples. We got that. But, that's a little double entendre there. But the trouble with Mitt Romney was, yes, he ran Staples. He enlarged Staples, made it much bigger than it was before. Every business he got involved with, he made bigger than it was before. It took in more money than it did before. Yeah, that sounds like the kind of conservative you want in Washington. Make Washington bigger than it was before and make it take in more money than it did before. Wait a minute. That's not conservative, is it? Something wrong here. You see, I'm not sure that those are the right qualifications. Why is being a successful businessman and a governor of a small state, why does that qualify you to be president, Jimmy Carter? Yeah, Jimmy Carter, another Rockefeller guy. I don't know. It doesn't sound to me as though these guys really are the model we should be following here. That doesn't seem to fit the pattern that I'd like to see repeated here. Mitt Romney is basically another Jimmy Carter type, one of these guys who was really good about growing an organism and making it bigger and taking in more revenue. He was really good at that, but that isn't exactly what you want in Washington. You want somebody who won't, for example, take earmarks. You know, the only candidate who isn't taking and hasn't taken any earmarks is John McCain. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, but we don't want anybody to know about that. That's a secret, you see. The earmarks are all of that pork that the politicians pad their bills with in order to pay off their rich contributors. Funny about that, isn't it? That the guy they criticize most is the guy who's doing what is supposedly the really conservative position. Very strange about the way these guys operate. Okay, we'll be back in a...
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Olaf Hagy. We're back again. This is Proactive News with Bill Brumbaugh. Bill is not with us this hour, I guess. We got about 37 minutes left of the show here, or 35. So he should return next week. The topic of synarchism is one of my favorite topics, and it's a little hard to explain all of this because Plato's Republic goes through a series of different things that it advocates. And Plato lived around 350 B.C., about 350 years before the birth of Jesus, and he was a very important fellow in the history of the world, because what he did was he outlined a philosophy which was derived from Socrates, and he passed this on to Aristotle, who passed it on to Alexander the Great, who passed it on to the Roman emperors and the Roman culture, and the Roman patrician families adopted it. It evolved a little bit, was called Neoplatonism. And then Neoplatonism in the early Christian era became inculcated into the Roman Catholic Church, and people will find it amazing to hear this. But you see, in Plato's Republic, it says that the ruling elite ideally should be, are you ready for this? Celibate philosophers. Now, a celibate philosopher, let me change that a little bit. That's a theologian who doesn't have sex. You see, the whole idea behind Plato's philosophy was that he thought that the ultimate rulers of our culture, of the world, really, ought to be people who were dispassionate and therefore above the fray. Now, not necessarily totally celibate, but they weren't to be married. Their job was not to procreate. Their job was to rule over the people. But you can see that the Catholic Church adopted celibacy at just about the same time that the pagan aristocracy at the end of the 4th century became Catholics. And so around the year 394 AD, all of a sudden, the 600 leading patrician families in the pagan Roman Empire suddenly, all of a sudden, in practically a day, converted to Catholicism. Now, you know, of course, that was not a spiritual conversion. That was a political conversion. That's where a bunch of really powerful, wealthy people, plutocrats, decided that they should become Catholics so that they could control the new world order, which was now Christian, nominally. And what did they do? They modified Christianity and turned it into an oligarchy which was run by the wealthy, rich pagan families, now pretending to be Catholics, who were choosing who the popes and the cardinals and the bishops would be, and then they in turn ran the church and the culture. So they created, if you will, what we now think of as the medieval feudal world. And that world then was followed by the Reformation, and of course, you had the Crusades, but the Crusades were just a couple hundred years of attempts on the part of the Pope in Rome to try to save his own butt. You may not be aware of this, but all of the other Christian parts of the empire were being gobbled up by the Muslims. The African portion, the Middle Eastern portion. They had invaded southern Italy. They had invaded Spain and Portugal and France. They had invaded Eastern Europe as far as Budapest. They were basically the only country they hadn't invaded any part of to speak of was Greater Germany, if you include Switzerland in that concept, and the areas of the north of the mainland of Europe there. And up into Scandinavia, the British Isles. But on the main continent, the major country that they hadn't yet encroached upon was Germany. And so the Christians were being swept back, and the Muslims were actually at the gate of Rome when the First Crusade was called. See, the Pope wasn't interested in calling a crusade for 450 years while all the other Christians were in danger. But when he got threatened by Islam, all of a sudden it was time for a crusade. It was time to fight back when his own interests were jeopardized. Sort of like the recent mortgage scandal, where it wasn't until the big banks starting to get foreclosed on, so to speak, that the Fed got excited. But when it was just you and I losing our homes, 2 million or more of us, they didn't care. But when it got to their own banks being in trouble, then suddenly they started cutting interest rates like crazy. After all, it was raising interest rates that caused the problem, so cutting them was obviously the solution. Okay, we will take a break in about 30 seconds here, and we'll be back after the break for the last half hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Okay, we're back here, and this is Olaf Hagee sitting in for Bill Brumbaugh here. We've been talking about synarchism, and I want to mention a couple of things here about what happened to these guys. They continued to rule over the church, and then gradually, they noticed that they had more and more power and that religion was more and more vulnerable, they started to take apart the Catholic Church, and they started to, if you will, disassemble the Church and replace it with what they called the Enlightenment, which was basically a more overt preaching of Plato's Republic, the idea of the synarchist society run by an elite of wise philosophers. The philosopher-king approach to things. The kings became more and more powerful, and then the kings were replaced because ultimately they weren't really interested in a bloodline because in Plato's Republic, it was this oligarchy of the best and the brightest that was supposed to rule, this wealthy, powerful, elite group that would decide who ruled and control things. And they did mean control, folks. They, for example, in Plato's Republic, these rulers would decide who got to marry who. There were enforced abortions. They believed that you should have your job decided by the government. The government would tell you where you could work and what jobs you could work at, and, you know, be the employer of first resort, so to speak. They would determine who could have children, how many children you could have. People would be set aside basically for breeding stock. It was an amazing kind of world that they were describing. And, of course, it was state-run schools. The government controlled all of the education. Children were taken away from their parents at a very early point and were raised by the government. Sound familiar? This philosophy is the one that's actually being espoused by the two political parties. They simply have divided up different parts of the synarchist agenda, and when one gets into power, they promote part of the agenda. When the other one gets into power, they promote another part of the agenda. But the bottom line is they keep moving the total agenda forward, and it's the same synarchist agenda that you see in Plato's Republic, and has been there all along. It's being dictated by these rich ruling families who have, behind the scenes, have continually throughout the last 2,400 years or so, in one form or another, dictated the direction of certainly Western civilization, and they certainly make a big effort to dictate the direction of the rest of civilization as well. They are not content just to rule this country. They certainly want to rule the whole world. And in fact, you'll notice that one of the synarchist representatives, the current President George Bush, had a secret meeting with Vicente Fox, the President of Mexico, and the Premier of Canada, and they got together, and they had a secret meeting in, I think it was somewhere in Texas. Somebody's going to say Waco, I'm sure, before we're through here. And they decided that they would create a single currency. They didn't ask us, did they? That they would create a single currency that would be for not just Canada, Mexico, and the United States, but for the entire Americas. That is, for the entire Western Hemisphere. So the Amero is not just for the North American continent. It is for Central and South America as well. And I'm sure nobody asked Fidel Castro about this. I'm sure that nobody asked Hugo Chavez about this. And they certainly didn't ask the people of Argentina and Brazil about it. Well, I don't think they had to ask them because they're already fascists, aren't they? So the problem is that apparently these guys get to dictate to the whole Western Hemisphere what their currency will be. Now, if you control the money, you control the government. You control the politics. Look what's happened in Europe. They're just now uniting under one single currency, the euro, and notice how much political cohesiveness has occurred in conjunction with this. Who decides what the value of the currency is? The central bank. So this means you must have a single central bank for the entire European Union. All 10, 20, 50, 200, 500 countries, or however many it is, they gobble up before they stop expanding. They got Turkey, they're going to bring in North Africa soon. I mean, they're in the process of just growing like crazy over there. And they want to have one single currency here in the West, which means one central bank for the whole of the Americas. Now, do you doubt for a second that the Rockefeller banking interests will be in control of that? Do you doubt for one second that this is going to be controlled by the same people who've been running things all along here? Do you honestly think that they're doing all of this just so they give away their power, that they've clung to so voraciously and tenaciously all of these decades? I don't think so. These guys want to hold on to that power, and they're very much interested in maintaining that power. But if the United States is part of a grand Western Hemispheric Union, how are they going to be able to do that? Well, look at the size of South America for the moment. What have they got down there, 350 million people or something? And Canada's got about 50 million. It's about 400 million. And I heard this week a projection that in a couple, 3 decades or so, by the middle of this century, they expect the United States to have a population of over 400 million. And that will be accomplished primarily by bringing in Hispanic immigrants. And now you see the rest of the picture. Because in order for the United States, hence the Rockefeller banking empire, to control the whole American Union, stretching from Alaska to Argentina, from the top to the bottom of the Western Hemisphere, they will need to have the United States with as big a population as the whole rest of the Western Hemisphere put together. How do you understand why they are pushing all of these illegal immigrants into the country? The idea is to swell our population so that we will have the voting power to control the new American Union, or Pan-American Union, stretching from the Arctic to the Antarctic. The idea here is that by getting our population up to about 50% of the total, we will have the overwhelming vote, if you will, in an assembly, you know, like the House of Representatives, of the Western Hemisphere. And gradually, they're going to expand this as they expand our population. Now, you know, there's a lot of desert out west, but these guys are into weather modification. And so they've decided that what they're going to do is they're going to modify the weather so that they can, if you will, change the country to allow this larger population to live here. We have an awful lot of land, but a lot of it's fairly uninhabitable because of the dry conditions. So they're starving the southeast for water. They've got a drought. And they're trying to move the water around so that they can create more habitable living space. So that's why they're into weather modification. Picture's starting to get a little clearer now. And see where Rush Limbaugh and Beck and all the rest of these guys fit into it? They don't see where they fit into it. They are chosen because of their opinions. For example, Rush Limbaugh was a color commentator, I believe, wasn't he, for the Kansas City Royals? I mean, he was a sports commentator. They picked this guy out of nowhere because they liked his opinions, and they put him into a political track and created what you now hear of as the EIB network, you know, this phony conservative venue, which is in fact just a promotion for centricism, the idea that the elite should rule, that those who have the money and the power are the guys who should dictate to the rest of us. If we keep falling for this sort of thing, if we keep allowing these people to dictate to us, we're going to discover that we won't really have control of this country at all. I mean, they're obviously afraid enough of us that they pour billions and billions of dollars into trying to control and influence elections. That means that they're still afraid of us. They wouldn't have all these talk shows. They wouldn't be trying so hard to manipulate and control us if we still didn't have a lot of power. Okay. I understand we have a caller, John, in Tennessee. John, are you there?
I am, Olaf. How are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well. You know, Olaf, about 6 months ago, I came across a website that was worldparliamentgov.net.
Worldparliamentgov.net. That sounds a little synarchistic, doesn't it?
Well, it actually was a website that was handled or owned by a guy in Miami Beach, but the IP address, when I did a search on it, took me to New York City. But anyway,
what a coincidence!
Yeah, the day before yesterday, I went back to worldparliamentgov.net, and the site was gone. So I highlighted a little bit, and I punched in worldparliament.gov. And it took me to another website called eParliament. It's rather interesting, Olaf.
Yeah.
The other site was basically a dead site, very little that you could do. This site looks as though they are really putting together full speed ahead their world parliament or their world government.
You said .gov, right?
Worldparliament.gov, and if you've got a good browser, it should redirect you to something called eParliament, where you can participate in basically setting up a world government.
Well, the .gov is only for governmental entities.
Well, I know. That's what threw me. When I did worldparliament.gov, and it redirected me to eParliament, I don't know if yours is doing that for you or not.
Well, I'm not online at the moment, but I would suspect that these guys, you know, web addresses have to be kind of locked up for the future.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't be available. And so my guess is that what they're doing is they're trying to lock up all of the various versions of this so that they will hold them when the time comes.
You've been touching on some subjects this morning, Olaf, basically without saying the word. And on a previous program, I brought it up. I really believe that it goes back to the eugenics movement and to narcissistic elitist people that believe that they are truly superior, like you've been talking about.
Oh, yeah, Margaret Sanger in the eugenics movement, she was a friend of Adolf Hitler's. She founded the you know, this whole Planned Parenthood thing and the whole abortion industry, which makes a lot of money for the guys.
Well, what actually caused the problem for Hitler, I believe, Olaf, is that he got ahead of the game plan. He went ahead.
Well, actually, his problem was that he started to think that he was the game plan instead of them. He started to think that he was the big cheese instead of Thyssen and the rest of the guys behind the scenes pulling the strings. You know, they supplied the money to put him into power and so forth so that he could restore some of their friends to their phones and so forth.
It's kind of like Hussein and bin Laden
and
the guy in Libya and
yep.
And Chavez and, Marcos and all the rest of them that the United States has put in power. But, it is interesting. There's some things that have gone on in the past. You were talking about forced abortions. America has a dirty little past called forced sterilization and the eugenics movement. If you do a search on the internet for
absolutely
Buck versus Bell and see what this wonderful Oliver Wendell Holmes had to say about three generations of imbeciles is enough, basically saying that forced sterilization was entirely okay.
Now, didn't he replace William Taft on the Supreme Court as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
Well, you may be right, but it was used as the American eugenics movement was used as a defense during the Nuremberg war trials because Hitler had become friends with people involved in the eugenics movement, and
I'm going to tie this into Bush because you got to see this here. This guy, this justice, was replacing Taft. Taft was the son of Alfonso Taft, the co-founder of the Skull and Bones Society.
Hmm.
So he was the Skull and Bones representative on the Supreme Court, the guy they wanted to replace their guy on the court.
Well, so, who was it that said facts don't disappear just because they're ignored? You know, conspiracy theories become conspiracies when facts and evidence prove them to be so, and I think it's pretty well proven that there is a conspiracy, and it's much deeper than just a world government. It is evil, and to the 10th degree, it is an evil conspiracy.
I'm trying to show here that it goes way back 2,400 years. It actually goes back before that, but that's a much bigger topic that we could cover, obviously, here. I get into a lot of this in my CDs and the tapes and stuff that I've done. It's a huge subject, and obviously it you take all the details and you lay them out, it takes hours and hours and hours to cover all of the information. But the big picture that I've laid out today, I think, kind of gives you a way to look at all of these things and to see how they all fit together.
Well, I appreciate your work, Olaf. I really do.
God bless you, John. Thank you very much.
You too.
Thank you. Well, we're looking at a very complex set of connections here, but they all boil down to one simple thing. The rich should rule, the best and the brightest should dominate and control the rest of us, and they decide who is best and brightest. They decide who's smart, by who agrees with them. And if you don't agree with them, you must be an idiot. I don't know about this best part, but like John was saying, I think it has to do with eugenics there. They decide whose genes are best. It goes back to this whole Dr. Strangelove approach. We'll be back after these messages.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back here. I would just want to mention again, if you want to help Bill out, please email him at bill@proactivenews.com. proactiveproactiveproactive.com, bill@proactive, P-R-O-A-C-T-I-V-E, news, N-E-W-S, all one word, proactivenews.com. And he has a, you can, if you want to help him out with a PayPal gift, you can use your credit card, you know, with PayPal and everything. He would really appreciate that. He really needs help right now. And please pray for him that his hand will heal so that he will be able to move here. He's been burned out of one house, and he's only got a temporary interim place that he's staying in for the moment. Then he's going to take a trip to get to the next place he's going to be living. So he needs all of the help that you can give him, both by prayer and by any kind of contribution that you can make to get him out of there and get him on the road safely. Bill@proactivenews.com. Now, we brought up a lot of subjects today, as John pointed out, and we hardly scratched the surface of the kind of thing that I cover. There's so many things that you have. He was saying this is really a spiritual war, and we didn't get too much into the religious spiritual angle of all of this and what's really going on behind the scenes. I've been greatly blessed with a lot of insights into these things over the years, and been in a position to learn things that other people weren't in a position to find out about, because my background as an energy economics consultant, I've actually helped to write federal policy and helped to create some of the problems, I guess, that we've got today, not realizing it back in the 1970s. But in any case, I want you to know that I do have available 72 hours of discussions on a wide variety of topics that really help explain all of this and put it into some kind of sensible form, how the New Testament was censored and blotted out by the apostles, what it was that they had to do because of the law of God, something called blotting out of the New Testament, Excalibur, the sword of Mars, how Jesus was the heir to the throne, the lost secrets of the Holy Grail, parts 1, 2, and 3, the four chief tribes, understanding why four tribes had power and the other eight tribes were basically relegated to secondary status, which is plainly stated in the scriptures but rarely taught to people, who Barabbas really was, the true date for the birth of Jesus and what that has to do with 9/11, the whole issue of Lucifer and Lilith and who they were, Mars and prophecy, Satan's throne on Mars, the Naga, boy, there's a topic. If they were talking about the Nephilim and who they really are, well, there's a key to understanding that and who they are in the world, the pre-trib rapture teaching and what why the Bible absolutely does not support that teaching, and plainly show that to you in text and so on. The Wandering Jew story, the legend of the two witnesses, in other words, and Joseph of Arimathea, that's a fascinating thing. U.S. prophecy. If you want to find out about all of this, please go to my website. I got over $1,000 worth of CDs condensed down onto MP3 files for less than $300, so that you can save a fortune on it, over $700 in savings. Just go to the website, thetimequest.com, thetimequest.com. Click on the link there to the CDs, one right under the cancer link on the upper left-hand side there. That'll take you to the website where my friends duplicate CDs for me, and we'll ship them out to you from...
With recent internet...